Judy.
Margo.
Jasmine.
Hello.
Hi, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. So I talked to both of you. Thank you, Judy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Bernice.
This is Judy.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. You're not on yet.
Nobody's on yet? Okay. All right, we'll hold here.
Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll start with the connection to the tool for certainty. That's from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we'll start with L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kuchab Rehu, Ishkin Tevitsilu, Ursimu, Utsilu, Utsilu, Ursimu. Le'afta, L'shem, Yodhe, Bavate. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limun Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihinao Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kolenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kolenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Zdeka Amatar Tanenam Dekucha Barichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Wittata Kolai hu kishot yovada kishot filei lach mila bialma divae barnach vedach yaleya mineya ulandhaga veya kalana tehaku uvada kishot inun wikolai tsterich bialma. The energy of the year 5774. This is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh with this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam timakom leami li Israel untati vishakan. Ta'akta willo yirgaz, od willo yosifu. Vene avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. We'll now count the Omer. Starting with step two, since we've just said the L'shem Yehud. Yesterday we counted the 28th day of the Omer. Step two is the verses before the blessing. Psalm 138:8. Adonai Yohe Wahe Yigmor Be'adi Adonai Chazbecha Le'olam Maaseh Adicha El Tereth. Psalm 57:3. Echra Elohim Melion Lael Gomer Alai. Ezekiel 16:6. Va'evor Alai Va'erech Mitposeset Bedamayich Va'yomar Lach Bedamayich Hayi Va'yomar Lach Bedamayich Hayi. Psalm 104:1-2. Barki nashi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohim Yohei Wahei Elohai Gadalta Meod Od Lehadar Lavashta O Teor And now for the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Vetzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Hayom Tisha Avi'ezrim Yom LaOmer Yehemar Ba'a Shavuot V'Yom Echad. Today is the 29th day of the Omer, which is 4 weeks and 1 day. The number 29 connects to the month of Av, because the letters that created the month of Av were the Kaf that created the sun and the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the lion. And remember, the Aryeh has a gematria of 216, which is the same gematria as Givurah, judgment and strength and power. And it's also the gematria, 216 is the gematria of the number of letters in the 72 names of God. The inner light. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera v'yameinu. And we may all say amen. Step 6 is Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. And we have started to study Psalm 67, and as we said in our Psalms class, we'll be doing that for a few weeks. We'll stop at the 29th word and the 29th letter of the 5th verse. Lamnatzea bin ginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu Yair panav itanu sela Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha V'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Amim yoducha Elohim yoducha kulam Amim yoducha echulam. Yismechu v'ranenu ki tishot amim mishor tanhem. The word tanhem means a guide. How well do you guide others, especially with respect to the code word land, Eretz. How well do you guide yourself through life, which is a code word for land, or land is a code word for life? The letter Yud is the smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet. As such, how do we reduce our ego so that we remain small? And by remaining small, just as the Yud, we become large, as the Yud is the first letter of Hashem's name. When we remain small with our ego, we lessen our ego, we become humble. And humble does not mean low. Humble means knowing where your level is and understanding that your level is to continue to grow by reducing your ego. What character traits help us to reduce our ego? What character traits help us to grow smaller? Yoducha Amim Elohim, Yoducha Amim Tulam, Eretz Natna Yehula Yevarkeinu, Elohim Eloheinu, Yevarkeinu, Elohim Veyiru, Oto Kol Ha'Aretz. Diana B'Koach is our next step. We will stop at the first word of the fifth verse. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Yemincha Tati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutach Tzadik Abel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Acharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yutkashin. Parchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatha Tamid Gamlem Petet Resh Tzaditach Gimel Chasin. The letter Het is the first letter. Het is both a word and a letter. As a letter, it is composed of two other letters, the Vav and the Zion, which together have a gematria of 13. This is the same gematria as the words Ahava and Deaga, which means love and caring. As a word, it means sin. Het means a sin. In the Jewish sense of the word, a mistake. Its gematria, when spelled out, is 18. Tet Aleph. And this is the same word as life. Because life is a process of mistakes. I will leave it to you to ask yourself, how can life and Chet be two sides of the same coin. Yet there are other meanings to that two sides of the same coin than what I express. I will, just like Mashiach and the Satan has the same gematria and represents two sides of the same coin. How will this information help you to change yourself? Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatecha et kuf bet tet nunayin. Yachid ge'e lamcha penei zochre kedushatecha. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodea ta'alumo. Shin Kufav Tzadiyotav. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. The eighth step is to learn about the journeys in the desert. There were 42 of them connecting to the Anabekoah. The 29th journey was leaving Bnei Ya'akan and camping in Hor HaGilgad. Hor HaGilgad is a hole or clefts of Gilgad. This is the interpretation in the Aramaic version, or the Aramaic translation, the Targum Yonathan. And it refers to the head, the Gilgad, with its various cavities. In psychological terms, this journey denotes sagacity and wisdom that comes with ripe age. As in the book of Job, it says, many years bring wisdom. But truly, only if one observes, only if one evaluates, only if one is conscious of his limitations. Step 9. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirato omer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta b'torata husfartem lachem mimacharat ha-shabbat miyom aviyachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot temimot teyina mimicharat ha-shabbat ha-shvit tesafru chamishim Yom Kadesh Yitaharu Nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mizo Hamatam Uvechen Yihiratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Elohe Avotenu Shebizchut Sefirat Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan mashabagamti besefira tesed shebechod. Loving kindness of splendor, loving kindness in the frame of appreciation. loving kindness in the frame of submission, in the frame of humbleness, in the frame of praise. How do these different words, English words, as translations of the names of the Sephirot, how does that help us to know our character traits, to decide which character traits we wish to strengthen and which character traits we wish to weaken, and even discard completely? V'yet taher v'yet kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala. Amen, Selah. Step 10 will be the Tzaddikim left. This 14th day of Iyar. And I remind you all that this begins at sundown tonight. Motzei Shabbat began before Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, the energy of which is second chances. We make mistakes, we're given other chances, a second chance to fix, correct, make tikkun on this mistake. All of that energy of second chances representing new beginnings is inherent in eating matzah this evening and tomorrow. I hope you will partake of that. Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Rabbi Meir is a very famous Mekubal, a student of Rabbi Akiva, student of Rabbi Ishmael, and a student of Rabbi Elisha ben Aruya. He was married to Beruria, also a woman mentioned in the Talmud, one of the few. She was very knowledgeable, and when her two sons passed away on a Shabbat, she laid them on their beds, and she waited for her husband, and she asked him a question. If someone comes to you and gives you a treasure, and that treasure is lost, what is the penalty according to the Talmud? And her husband said, you know very well that the penalty is that if the loss was not caused by the person, there is no penalty. And she took her husband into their son's bedroom and showed him their bodies. And she said to him, these were the treasures that were given to us, and they have been lost. Rabbi Shmuel of Karov, Rabbi Leib of Zelikov, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi of Straton, Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Maizal, and Rabbi Tuvia Goldstein. And our last step is to learn about the prophet that is connected to Chesed Shebichot. And this is Amos Hanavi, who was the father of Isaiah the prophet. Woman that's connected to Chesed Shebichot is Hatzlaponit, the wife of Manoah. In the region of the tribe of Dan lives a man named Manoah and his wife who is barren. A midrash calls Manoah's wife Hatzlaponit, and Hatzlaponit is in the fields when an angel appears to her and tells her she will bear a son. And this child must be a Nazir, one who has as a religious act vowed to renounce wine, leave his or her hair long, and stay away from dead bodies his whole life. His mother must drink no wine during her pregnancy. Hatzlaponit runs to tell her husband what has happened. Her husband prays to the angel to appear again. The angel does appear, but only to Hatzlaponit. And again the persistent woman runs to get her husband, but when Manoah huffs and puffs into the angel's presence, the angel tells him, "The woman must take care about all that I told her. When the angel disappears, Manoah is afraid that he will die." But Hatzlaponit tells him, "Had God desired to kill us, he would not have shown us all these things." The child Hatzlaponit bears is Samson, who becomes a judge in Israel. It is because Hatzlaponit has the gift of humility, acceptance, and readiness, that she is able to understand God's love when she receives it. Unlike her husband, Hatzlaponit is comfortable with the appearance of angels. She knows that the prophecy she has received is one of love. We are most like Hatzlaponit when we are able to take in the unexpected miracles of our lives with joy and gratitude and without fear. Our class tonight is a Zohar class from the Parasha of Behar. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. That handout, that landing page, lists all of the parashiot, all of the parashas for the year. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the Parsha of Behar. And when that landing page opens up, scroll to section 8. And we will start at Luke 52. Since we have said a Baruch Shem, verse in silence, we whispered it in the Ana B'Koach, we will say a L'Shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavate Beyehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Pasuk 52 from Parashat Behar. Wiki tomru, ma no call with Gomer. Rabbi Yehuda Patach, Patach. Va Hashem, va se. Tov shakan eretz ure. Emuna leolam. Bar nashehe zahir. Bimareya vidabek. Libeya bimchen nota. Ila abginday. Vihave. Shalim bimareya tikad yehewe. Shalim beya. Layachlin laavasha. Leya kol bnei alma. And if you shall say, what shall we eat? Rabbi Yehuda opened the discussion with, trust in Hashem and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy security. Literally, faith. Man should always be careful with his master and cleave with his heart to the supernal faith so as to be perfect with his master. For when he is perfect with his master, the inhabitants of the world can do him no harm. My commentary. The word translated as perfect is shalem, which also means complete. And in my opinion, that is a better translation. Hashem has told us to test us about the Shemitah year in order to connect with our faith or trust or certainty about his words in the Torah and in our lives. Have you tested Hashem? Have you observed the world to see if Hashem is true to his words? Pasuk 53. Batach Hashem, Maviase to Elahakita Ninan Bioda Diltata Yitar Oda Dilila Weha Ukmuha Wasitem Botam Kiv Yakolatum Tavdun Lehon Begin Divhahu Adaruta Dilkondiatun Avdin Latata Itar Leela Wial Daviase Tovkativ Bien Tovela Tzadik Diktivimru Tzadik Kito Kewandiatun Avdin. Hai vadai, hai tov yitar, kedein shekan eretz urei emuna, v'kol achad. Come and see. Trust in Hashem and do good. What is and do good? We have learned that by stirring below, a supernal deed is stirred above. It has already been established that, and do them means you shall, so to speak, do them, since by your deed of stirring below, there is stirring above. Therefore it is written, and do good, since good is nothing but the righteous, Yesod of Zeranpin, as is written, say of the righteous that it shall be well, literally good. When you do this, assuredly this goodness will stir above. Then dwell in the land and enjoy faith. And everything is one, as land and faith are both malchut. My commentary. Do you make the connection? Trust and do good are yesod of Zeranpin. Verse 54. Shekan Eretz, Eretz Ila'a, Dehale, Lach, Bialma, Tiakol, Lemi, Shre, Behada, Ada, Itar, Haito, Legaba, Ke, One, De, Itar, Leia, Kiv, Yakol, Hu, Avid, Leia, Ubdain, Shekan Eretz, Shere begavav, ekul eva ishtasha, behada ure emuna, da eretz wikola, hakimadi atamer, ve emunatcha balel glot, ure emuna, Dabar la b'kol ruutach. He explains his words, dwell in the land, refers to the supernal land, Malchut, since there is none in the world that can dwell with her until that good, the Yesod of Zeranpin, is stirred towards her. As Malchut without Yesod is filled with severe judgments. Once man stirs it by his good deeds, it is as if he formed it. Then dwell in the land, dwell inside Malchut. Eat of her fruit and have pleasure with her and enjoy faith. This is the land, namely Malchut, as faith and land are all one. Malchut, as it is written, and your faithfulness every night. Night being Malchut, and enjoy, also guide, faith, means lead her wherever you wish. Hanoch's commentary. This pasuk tells us different code words for Malchut, and realize that each of these code words are language of branches. Ultimately, the concepts of these code words meanings, the concept of these code words, meaning the essence, need to be unified within and creating the concept of Malchut. Pasuk 55. Wila titar lika vila haito idrahak mina wila tikrav behada la tikrav legoi atun nura yakita wii tikrav behada bidhilu kemad dahil Min mota deha kedain nura delik v'yokid alma v'shal chovo v'kewan v'yitar l'kabila haito kedain shari begavna begavad v'latid chalmina and Kedain v'tigzor amar v'yakam lach v'al d'rakecha nagaor. The translation. If one does not stir Yesod towards her, this goodness, Yesod, stays away from her. Do not approach her then, do not come near the furnace of burning fire, since without Yesod she is filled with judgments, like a glowing furnace. If you do come near her, be fearful, as one fearful of death, since then she is a burning fire that consumes the world with its flames. When one stirs this goodness towards her, he then dwells inside her, and is not afraid of her. Then you shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. My commentary. When one stirs Yesod to unite with Malchut, that human action that stirs the unification makes that human being a creator, which is why the pleasures that human receives is the effect of their action. Pasuk 56. Tacha tse b'nei mechem nuta mad b're lehai liruta chom b'kol yoma mani nun b'nei mechem nuta inun d'mi dare hai to lach v'leia v'lachas al dileya viade de hakuchabritu yachivleya yatir kedaa yesh bepazer beno safod mata ma begin de hai itar birkan lekabeleya. Willayema ietain ahashta ma'abid limacharela kuchabarizu yachiv leya birka an adbili dai yemadi ukmuha. Come and see. Daily the faithful guide Malchut, according to their wishes. She does as they decree, who are the faithful, those who stir good, Yesod, towards her, by giving charity without sparing their own, knowing that the Holy One, blessed be He, will give them more, as it is written. There is one who gives freely and yet increases. What is the reason for this? That Yesod arouses blessings before him. He must not say, what shall I do tomorrow if I give now? Since the Holy One, blessed be He, bestows upon him blessings without end, as has been explained. My commentary. It is difficult to realize that Malchut, our physical world, is within the endless world. Once one perceives this truth, this pasuk will become clear. Pasuk 57. Hugim kach v'kitomru v'anokal b'shana ha'shvi'it v'gomer makiti v'tziviti et birkati lachem bashana hashishit v'asa et chat hua v'shlosh hashanim v'asit v'asita mi ba'eleya ma v'asa ela le'apaka Hashem deitla shemita v'naicha v'la v'davita ketiv re'u ki Hashem v'gomer noten lachem v'yom hashishi lechem yomayim v'gomer k'gavna davetziviti et birkati lachem bashana hashishit v'gomer. The translation. Hence, and if you shall say, what shall we eat in the seventh year? It is written that I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth, the Hebrew word is asat, fruit for 3 years. And he asks, why asat? It should have been ashta. Why is it written asat without the hay? And he answers, in order to cause the hay, which is malchut, to withdraw from action. as the sabbatical year, and rest are its habit, and it does no work, as is written. See that Hashem has given you on the sixth day, which is Yesod, the bread of 2 days. In a similar manner, then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, which is Yesod, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. My commentary. The bringing forth in the sixth year is what is actually what should happen every year. And this is the meaning of the endless world. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? While you're unmuting your phones, I will mention, remind you that I have said that it's second Pesach Sheni, tonight and tomorrow. Our class tomorrow at 10:30 will continue our preparations for the holidays coming up, of which one of them is Lag BaOmer, which is on starting Wednesday night. And we will have a long study Wednesday night starting at 10 p.m. or 7 p.m. West Coast time with questions. And if there are no questions, we will begin our long study at that time. If there are questions, our long study will begin at 8 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, our 3 o'clock class, will continue our study of the advanced reincarnation. Does anybody have any questions? I bid you all a good week, Shavuot Tov, a week with a holiday, Pesach Sheni, a week with a holiday, Lag BaOmer, a good week for all.
Thank you, Hanok. Good week to you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Shalom. Shalom, Gadol.
Shalom.